From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Sarah Reich.
Reopening a museum is kind of like turning a large Navy vessel around.
I know nothing about what that's like. It sounds cumbersome.
Yeah, it's just a lot of things to put in place.
One essential piece of equipment for that operation is a large sheet of professionally installed plexiglass to keep workers and the public safe from one another. That was the finishing touch going in at the Grace Hudson Museum in Ukiah yesterday morning, so art lovers can venture back tomorrow. The new show, which was originally going to be on display for 12 weeks, is The World of Frida, a 69-piece homage to Mexican surrealist Frida Kahlo. Director David Burton says admission will be free for the month of July and only 30 people will be allowed inside any one time. The bathrooms will be closed and there are no interactive features to the display this time, though with images ranging from silly to reverential, in mediums that span the spectrum from bell jar to silk kimono embroidery, there is plenty of variety.
It is contemporary artists from United States and from a number of countries around the world who have been inspired by Frida, not only by her style of art, but by her feminism, by her advocacy of LGBTQ, by just the difficulty she had in her life through growing up with polio and a bus accident she was involved in that semi-crippled her, and 10-12-year relationship with Diego Rivera, traveling with Diego and playing second fiddle to Diego, and really not being known as an artist in her own lifetime. It wasn't until, you know, Frida died in 1954, I want to say. She was 47 years old. And she had only had one exhibition, solo exhibition, and that happened the year before she died.
The original exhibit was organized by the Bedford Gallery at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek. It had 117 pieces, which was far too many for the space at Grace Hudson, so only 69 were slated to come to Ukiah in mid-May when the exhibit was at a museum in Daytona.
But we were still in shelter in place, and so was Florida for the longest time. And there was no way to get the show out of Florida to California.
How has the closure affected your business operations? Are you hurting from being shut down for 3 months?
Well, yeah, that's. Let's start with the city. We are owned by the city of Ukiah. The museum, the property, all its collections are owned by the city. And so while we do raise a lot of private money over the year through the Sunhouse Guild, the city sort of provides all the infrastructure and staffing for the museum. And then the Sunhouse Guild provides private funding for exhibitions and programs and marketing. So starting with the city has realized pretty much about a 25% drop in their tax revenues in the 3.5 months since the pandemic started. And in their 2021 fiscal year budget, fiscal year just started on July 1 of this year, they had to be very conservative in their budgeting for all their departments. And so we get a bit of a discretionary budget from the city, and that was probably reduced by 20%. But the staff was able to be maintained. We kept the staff intact. Most of them were working from home. I was the one who was here every day during that 3.5 month stretch. And surprisingly, I think I was as busy as I ever have been. You'd think, well, with the museum closed, well, what are you doing? But so much of museum work is planning for the future.
Planning for the future, of course, means knowing what will be timely years from now. That's not a problem for Frida Kahlo, who's so iconic she's simultaneously immune to anachronism and available to everyone, no matter who they are or what their cause is. Artists of every age, race, and gender have painted Kahlo as themselves, or a beloved pit bull, or in one case a cactus flower, symbolizing fleeting beauty.
The other thing I like, too, is some of the really modernistic treatments. For instance, we have a skateboard deck, which serves as the canvas for this work of art. And we see the image of Frida with a United Farm Workers logo right around her chest, basket of fruit on her head. We can see the actual fields at the bottom of the skate deck with a worker actually picking the vegetables.
And then we see the cuff of, it looks like Uncle Sam,
so yes.
It's America, picking the fruits out of the basket on her head.
And we have on either side a couple of other modernistic photographs or contemporary photographs of people replicating Frida in various ways. But here we have the one on the right, a young girl has actually got a Frida T-shirt. So we see Frida's image on the T-shirt. And she's got little flowers in her hair and a Mexican blanket in the background. But the significant thing is the cell phone that she's using, which would not have existed in Frida's time. Frida did a lot of self-portraits, and the curator from the Bedford Gallery, who organized the show, does make a point that self-portraits would have been the selfie of the early 20th century, which now can be done with phone cameras.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Frida Kahlo Show opens at the Grace Hudson Museum tomorrow with pandemic precautions in place. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit KZYX.org.